For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Drug Truth Network reporter Terry Nelson spent 32 years as a border guard, customs agent, and air interdiction officer. He retired as a G-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
According to the most recent FBI 2005 data, preliminary crime reports, homicide is up 4.8%, robbery up 4.5%, and assaults up 1.9%. And many of these incidents are directly related to illicit drugs. Crime increases and more people are incarcerated, many of them parents. But just because they use a prohibited substance doesn't make them a bad parent. We must not forget that about 12% of today's prison inmates lived in a foster home or institution, and 46% had a family member who had been incarcerated. We've created a revolving door. Sometimes we make future criminals by sustaining ineffective drug policies. 61% of the people arrested each year are incarcerated for nonviolent drug offenses. For the new and burgeoning prison industries, it's essential to keep the flow of bodies, but for our communities and schools, it creates innocent victims and more social problems. In reality, nonviolent drug offenses have no victims except the user until the police, acting on behalf of the government, make it so. Our legal system should not be a let's-make-a-deal type game show. We're dealing with human lives and the safety of our citizens. I want police to enforce crimes that have victims or crimes against persons or property. It is time to stop the enforcement of moral laws that force predetermined governmental beliefs on the population. As a spokesperson for LEAP, we believe that all drugs should be legalized, controlled, dispensed, and taxed like any other commodity. This will save thousands of lives each year and reduce street violence significantly. It is arrogant to impose one's moral beliefs on another country or its citizens, and could be compared to certain religious fanatics that want to impose their moral beliefs on those that do not believe as they do. Isn't that why we're fighting the war on terror? Our current drug policy is wrong and seeks to impose a certain segment's moral values on other people and nations. This failed policy should be ceased and jail space reserved for those that commit crimes against property or people. Google the name Harry Anslinger, father of the drug war, and learn how this madness started, and then see if you believe the war on drugs is a just war. Educate and inform yourselves. It's time for a change. It's broke. Let's fix it. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker for LEAP and the 420 Drug War News.